Sports reporter Dave Reynolds recently concluded a 38-year run with the Peoria Journal-Star, covering Bradley men's basketball since 1990. He also witnessed high school basketball championships and saw several future star athletes come through the area. In an interview with Joe Deacon, Reynolds offers his perspective on Peoria's sports community and his role of telling its stories.
It's been a tremendous place to cover sports. Between Bradley basketball, got minor league hockey, minor league baseball, some really, really outstanding high school programs, particularly in basketball. So it was a great place for me to land nearly 40 years ago and kind of sample a little bit of all those things. Overall, though, memories have been good.
You packed a lot of memories into your farewell column, from several teams' postseason successes to those long wintry drives across the Midwest. What are a couple of your fondest memories?
In terms of Bradley basketball, I still go back to the Sweet 16 run in 2006. That was a team that was loaded with talent that was underachieving for the first couple months of the season. I think they were 13-9 at one point heading into February, and I was disappointed in how they were playing overall. I mean, obviously, it was a great year in the Valley, so the competition was really stiff. But I thought that the Bradley team would rise above where they were at that point, and then they just took off in February and into March. And obviously, the big upset went over Kansas in the NCAA tournament and Pitt to get into the Sweet 16. Just some great memories there. It was just really a neat thing to see, not only from Bradley's standpoint, but from the city of Peoria as well. So that would probably be near the top. So many other great moments I mentioned in the column, just a lot of neat memories with high school teams and state champions and the Manuel Rams run in the 90s. You know, you can just go on and on.
Covering 950 Bradley games since 1990, it must give you a different perspective on the team than most people get. How did you view your responsibility as the beat reporter and getting the readers closer to the team?
I think when I started out, I'd already had experience covering college basketball. What I saw at Bradley and in Illinois State as well was just, you know, the really strong, loyal support. That just fires you up as a writer to see how many people really care and are passionate about their programs. And probably the biggest highlight was just knowing that I wanted to be able to put out a product for the fans in which most of them already knew how the games turned out, but I try to take them behind the scenes and tell them things they didn't know.
We both know that the best sports stories are more about the people than the games themselves. And you got to know a lot of people over the years, including a Baseball Hall of Famer in Jim Tomei and an NBA champion in Sean Livingston. Who are some of the others that you feel fortunate to have been able to cover?
Well, a lot of the Bradley players, some great ones through the years. Anthony Parker probably rises to the top. He was just such a wonderful kid to cover in college because he came in as a freshman and pretty much unrecruited by the Division I circles, and Bradley was able to land him. He was about 6'4 and pretty skinny, about 170 pounds when he arrived on campus. But he was one of those kids you could tell right away that he had that it factor, you know, even as a young freshman. And not only did he develop into an outstanding college player, but he was always a great interview, always humble, always available, and continued that on through his professional career. I think about the Peoria Chiefs, the young Peoria Chiefs. Number one on the list, of course, is Albert Pujols, played the 2000 season in Peoria. And he was one of those guys you knew right away that he was going places. And I didn't think he'd get there as quickly as he did, because within a year or so, he was a starter for the Cardinals.
That's Dave Reynolds talking with reporter Joe Deacon. To hear their full conversation, go to WCBU.org.